Welcome to the Voice of Charity podcast. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities. Welcome to Stranger is a Catholic Charities initiative coordinated in conjunction with the Archdiocese of Chicago to assist the more than 10,000 asylum seekers who've arrived in our city in recent months. Parishes and all six vicariates are coordinating a Catholic response to offer charitable help to the asylum seekers, along with the regular Catholic Charities programs and services always offered. Join Katie Breedeman and me as we talk with Marilu Gonzalez and Donald Caulfield to discuss the Welcome the Stranger developments, including a special story from Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament Parish in Elk Grove Village. We start this show with Marilu providing an overview of the program.
The goals and the strategies behind it are pretty clear, I think. It's actually to stabilize, number one. It's to stabilize the family, and it's to work with the family directly who is an asylum seeker who has come into the country. And then the second part is actually to partner with a parish, whether that be a Latino parish or not a Latino parish, doesn't matter, but it is a parish that is willing to accompany, to walk with, to help stabilize, to build relationship, and to actually become very pastorally involved with the family. Our task as Catholic Charities is to find the apartment, is to make sure that the family understands the program, make sure that there's case management done with the family, so that we look at all their needs beyond the basic need. And then we connect the dots, you know, making this work into a picture frame, if you might say it that way, into a beautiful painting of life that can be.
That's a beautiful portrait that you've painted there. And you say the word stabilize a couple of times in that, and that's incredibly important, thinking of the mindset and the disposition that these asylum seekers arrive in Chicago with. And it's so comforting to know that you and the team here in Catholic Charities and working with the Archdiocese of Chicago are here. Let's talk a little bit more about that, Marilu. So what are some of the ways that parishioners in each of the six vicariates of the Archdiocese of Chicago have been generously giving of themselves to help asylum seekers?
Well, as you know, there was a second collection that was done, and Father Larry spoke about that. And then the other part of it was also, now that that is completed, but we're still receiving donations, is that we now have parishes like Blessed Sacrament who create a team, a ministry team, you know, related to pastoral and social justice issues. And then they actually walk with the family, which is a beautiful thing to see, because that in itself determines the success and the integration of the family in a community that is very new to them. Those are really an important piece of the puzzle, to actually have parishioners who are on the ground, who are part of a community already, who embrace individuals that are outside of the community, but now want to be part of it, and to build those relationships in order to accompany them in that process of integrating into a community or a church or a parish life. And that's in itself, I find that the most rewarding part, besides the stabilization, of course, to look at the apartment set up, because a pair of parishioners actually helped set it up, to find the apartment, to talk to the proprietor. Those things are great. But when you actually see that the parish ministers themselves meet the family, walk with the family, talk with the family, break bread with the family, and celebrate liturgy with the family, there's nothing greater.
That's incredibly powerful. That journey and walking with these families, and that partnership of trust and respect and just pure happiness. So there's a reason why Catholic Charities is at the table helping these organizations. It's our reputation. It's our work for more than 100 years in helping people caught in these types of emergencies. But I imagine there's a vetting process for organizations, even for Catholic Charities coming to the table, that are going to help these new friendships and relationships be established. Can you talk a little bit with us about that, and how are we making sure that the right organizations are at the table to help?
And the vetting process is important, and I failed to even mention it.
That's all good. That's why we're talking about it now.
The vetting process is very important because we have to sit down with the family. We have to talk to them and do an intake with the family. We have to know how long they've been here. We have to know if they have children. We have to know if there's medical needs. We have to know all of the information that's going to help them in that process of integration. Once that is done, then the case management begins, right? Where do they want to live? How much can they afford? Once the stabilization or the financial support is done, you know, what is it that they can afford themselves? And they have to understand that all of this is part of the way we integrate them into the community that they are going to become a part of. So that's all part of the process. And then the case manager will look at their medical needs and figure out, okay, what are things that we as Catholic Charities can do, you know, which is the basic needs, of course, food, clothing, et cetera. But if there's a medical need, you know, connecting them correctly to perhaps, you know, county care or Illinois State, and look at the opportunities for them to actually have the public benefits that they have qualified for.
And I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit more and help our audience appreciate how Welcome the Stranger and this parish sponsorship program are really so in tune to Catholic Charities' mission, and in which we articulate our desire to accompany people who are struggling throughout Cook and Lake County.
For me, going out to the parishes and meeting folks like Don and others, you know, like at, over at St. Barnabas or St. Leonard's in Cicero, or over in a little village, or way up on the north and northwest side, which is where Blessed Sacrament is at. You know, so it's meeting the parishioners themselves and the ministers that are going to play an essential role in making this work. Because again, we can't do it without them.
It takes a village.
It sure does. It sure does, Phil. But
I have to give credit to Catholic Charities, to be quite candid, because Catholic Charities saw the need and figured out, okay, let's figure out how to make this work within the Archdiocese of Chicago, and in particular, in partnership and collaboration and in ministry with the churches that we so much count on for so many things.
Well said, Mary Lou.
It's beautiful.
I'd like to turn to Don if I can. Don, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
You and your fellow parishioners at Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament Parish in Elk Grove Village have really embraced the Welcome the Stranger program in a very powerful way. And I'm wondering if you could please share with our audience how you first got involved in this program and how it's evolved in recent weeks and months.
Sure. When the asylum seekers began arriving in the Chicago area or in the city back in the fall, we had about 115 of them sent to a hotel in Elk Grove. Our parish is in Elk Grove. And so we started to become involved with helping the asylum seekers then. The people that were at the La Quinta Inn in Elk Grove were mainly young men. I think there are 8 women, one child. One of the women was pregnant, but most of the folks were young men, and they were looking for work. But they were all in pretty big need of resources. They didn't have food. They needed clothing. They needed a winter coat, and so our parish got involved with helping provide food and provide clothing, coats, that kind of thing, as part of an interfaith council in Elk Grove. So we'd already begun working to help some of the migrants in the area. And when we heard about the Welcome the Stranger ministry, and in particular the parish family sponsorship, we went to an information session. I think that was as early as December.
Yeah.
And, you know, the days and the weeks kind of shuffle into each other. But we learned about the program, and we talked to our parish leadership, and I give a lot of credit to our pastor, Father Dan Flavachnik, and our associate pastor, Father Louis Mbowie, because they really encouraged us to pursue this program, to find out about it, to talk to our counterparts at Catholic Charities and see what we could do to get involved. And of course, as Mary Lou pointed out, you know, there's two parts to the program. There's the financial part of it, and then there's walking with the family. So the financial piece has to be kind of put into place initially. So we worked with some of our parish leadership to put together a fundraising program that was part of our Lenten almsgiving effort this year. And of course, we had the goal of raising $10,000, which is the commitment that each parish makes, that's providing a financial commitment to be a part of the program. Our parish communications director, Mary Ellen Ottenstein, really did a great job helping us describe the Welcome the Stranger ministry and the needs of the asylum seekers to our parish members as we went into Lent, and we were asking them to contribute. And you know, we had our bar up where we showed how much money we were raising each week, and that our goal was to get to $10,000. And you know, we had lots of discussions with people in the parish about what we were doing, and you know, interesting discussions. Everyone seems to have a different point of view about you know, immigration here in the U.S. But you know, when you get down to it, this, whatever your political beliefs are, it's really about helping, you know, people who are in dire need.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Charity podcast. You can catch us weekly Tuesday mornings on WNDZ 750 AM or watch our live stream on YouTube or Facebook at Catholic Chicago. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities.